by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this April 2nd, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. You remember, of course, she ran for the U.S. Senate back in 2024. This was a primary race where, unfortunately, she didn't win the nomination, but she's been busy, and we wanted to have her on the show, get an update from her. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Trucker. How are you?
What have you been up to?
Oh, my goodness, Trucker. Going back and forth to D.C. for different things. I was in North Carolina when they had their hurricane that came down. We did a relief team, and now, Trucker, I'm on my way to Myanmar with a medical team because of the earthquakes.
Whoa, that was huge. A lot of devastation over there.
Oh, my goodness. It looked like, you know, the game Jenga that you build up with the blocks and it just collapses? That's what the buildings look like, that they just absolutely collapsed. They're saying thousands are dead, thousands are still in the rubble, and thousands upon thousands have been injured. There's the junta, it might be junta, but the junta rebels are kind of rising up. There's also the stench of death that is just lingering in the air, Trucker.
Mm. Unbelievable. And you're heading out to do that. When do you plan to leave for that venture?
So I will be leaving on the 8th with my team of 8. I've got a conference that I'm committed to teach at first, and we're waiting on the visas. But we will go out April the 8th from O'Hare, and we'll be returning on the 19th.
Whoa.
That's the first of one team. We might likely send additional teams out, just depending upon what the ongoing need is. When we were in Haiti, we were there 3 months. When we were in the Ukraine, we were there for a total of 9.5 months. So just depending upon the need and what our personnel resource is, because this is, of course, volunteer.
Yeah, and you're doing this all with volunteer funds, donations. I think you've created a website that you'd like people to check it out as we're talking with you today. What is that website, Sherry?
That is Heartbeat, like thump thump, heartbeatmission.org. There's a place on there that you can see some of the trips that we've done in the past. We will keep that updated as we're able to when we're there so people can follow us on there. And there certainly is a way to donate, and we greatly appreciate that. We expect this trip will cost us about
$25,000. Whoa. Wow. And that's just out of pocket for your guys' transportation, food costs, things like that. Heartbeatmission.org or .com?
.org.
.org. Okay, there it is. Heartbeatmission.org. Very good. It pulled up. One thing, this commission, this thing that you've put together, says on here, right here, that your commission has been set up since 2008. Is that accurate here on Wikipedia?
At least since 2008, and may have been even longer than that, Trucker.
Wow. Let me ask you this question. How many folks are from Michigan that are going with you? How many folks are you picking up from other locations?
There are three of us from Michigan right now. We actually have two doctors that are coming from Malawi, and we have other physicians and people that are coming from Tulsa. One also coming from two coming from North Carolina.
Okay, very good. Good, good, good. Again, check it out online. Heartbeatmission.org is the website. Sherry, can you stay through the break? I got a couple more questions. I want to talk to you about U.S. Senate. One candidate announced this morning, and I want to talk about this upcoming open seat, get your perspective on that. But also want to talk more about this mission, and I got a couple of text messages coming in. Can you stay through the break?
Absolutely.
Okay, very good. And again, folks, that website, heartbeatmission.org, O-R-G. Pull it up while we're talking with Dr. Sherry. If you have any questions, send me a text, 231-360-5140. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349. Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit LegendarySystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Staying on through the break is Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. As you know, she ran for U.S. Senate against Gary Peters in that Republican primary. Sherry, this morning, State Senator Mallory McMorrow a young 38-year-old state senator from Royal Oak announced she's running for the Democrat seat. As you know, Gary Peters announced his retirement. It's an open seat. First time since the 1880s, we're going to have an open seat in both the U.S. Senate and the governor's office next year. What's your thoughts right now after, you know, running for the U.S. Senate previously? What is your perspective as far as this upcoming seat? Do you plan to run for it again? What's your thoughts at this point?
Trucker, one thing I want to say, I didn't run against Gary Peters. Gary Peters' position was not open.
Stabenow stepped down.
So right now, Trucker, I am praying. I know that as long as they keep transgendering children and aborting babies and the medical system is so broken, I will keep speaking out. But right now, there's been the Trump administration has actually reached out to me, and there's a couple positions I'm being considered for. If that does not come to fruition, you will be seeing my face. You will be hearing my voice again, because we've got to take Michigan back. This is a unique and golden opportunity for Michigan to take Senate and take Congress and take power back in Michigan. So we need to have great conservative people that understand where Michigan needs to be versus where we are, and get rid of the evil trifecta that has run this state for too many years.
Amen to that. Well, one of the things I've been talking about, praying about, that Mike Rogers does not bless us with another run for this seat and Donald Trump endorsing him. I think that was a horrible situation we were forced to deal with. And we saw the outcome of that. You know, Slotkin easily defeated him. And I think it's time for new people to run and win that nomination. So we'll definitely be praying on you and praying on Donald Trump and Mike Rogers to basically, you know, just stay in Florida, Mike. Enjoy the retirement. Have a nice life. We're not interested in you running again for Senate. But are you hearing at this point, I know he did a trial balloon. He floated it out there about having good news for Michigan. Have you heard anything else from Washington insiders you've been talking to? Is it in fact he going to run again, or do you think it's up and up right now?
I do think it's up and up right now. I was notified by John Gizzi. John Gizzi does a lot for Newsmax. John and I have become friends. He said that, you know, there's consideration of him. And I kind of said, John, he is not the right candidate for Michigan. If he was the right candidate for Michigan, he would have won it in a landslide. When Trump won Michigan, Senate should have won Michigan. He did not. You can't keep running these white-haired men against younger women that have been around. People are ready, as we saw. That's why Trump got in. People are ready for new, fresh blood and people that are going to do something. You can't live in Florida and then suddenly float into Michigan and expect it to be won. So, you know, if I run again, Trucker, I'm going to have this support. That's one of the biggest things that separated Rogers and me was, number one, the Trump endorsement, but number two, the millions that was thrown at his campaign. There wasn't anybody that worked harder and got to more places. I was in 81 of 83 counties, got to more people and got to more places than I did. So if I've got the financial backing, and if I'm not in D.C., I absolutely am going to run for something. You can count on that. And it's a matter of what and where. Where will I have the greatest impact? And that's really what I'm looking at, Randy. My life has been spent at one that's saying, you know, where can I have the biggest impact and do the greatest good? And, you know, that's why Myanmar, you know, Myanmar, that the reason that I'm going there is to be Jesus' hands extended. And it'll be the same as I am serving in whatever office I do.
Excellent. Well, appreciate that. And we'll continue to pray for you, hold it up in prayer. And bottom line is, God only knows where you're going, girl.
So true. So I'm glad that he gives the orders and I just follow, Randy.
Yep. That's what being a servant's all about. One thing I did want to talk to you more about, though. On this mission, when you fly into these type of places that have been devastated, what is your first, what do you do when you get there? Does somebody have something set up for you, or do you guys get in there and set up your own tents and triage and all that yourself?
Yes, yes, and yes.
Okay.
It varies. So, Trucker, it's imperative that you always have someone on ground running logistics. So I've done disaster relief enough. You just don't simply cavalierly show up and say, here I am to help, or you will wind up spending your entire time on the tarmac. So that's where Operation Blessing is coming in at. They have a office in Myanmar. They have an office in Indonesia and Thailand. They've been there for years. So we hook up with a local ministry, sometimes the church, and that's, you know, that's where the biggest connections come from in networking. So because I've, and it's gifting, but because I'm able to network, literally, Friday is when we heard that the earthquake happened. By Friday evening, I had someone that was willing to host us, and Operation Blessing actually reached out to me. So, you know, here, I don't know a single soul in Myanmar. I had to look in weird and see where Myanmar is.
Right.
But, you know, understanding the logistical pieces of that is what is so key. And that's some of the gifting that I was going to bring into Senate, is I can network and know logistics. So it was a matter of getting Operation Blessing to say, yes, they can host us. From there, you know, we'll take it from there. So sometimes it's tents, and we will be taking our tents this time. Sometimes it's when we were in North Carolina, we stayed in a golf pro shop, and at least we had a roof over our head. I thought we were going to spend the time in tents, and literally this was my instruction time and time again to the team. When we get there, the first thing we have to do is erect the tents. Secondly, we need to build latrines. Thirdly, we need to start boiling water. Well, we had a little bit better circumstances than that, but working the logistical pieces on ground is Operation Blessing. There'll be our transportation. There'll be the one that'll set up a medical site. And again, a medical site may be throwing a tarp up and saying, here we are.
Now, I got a text message, Sherry. Want to make sure we're clear on this, because they typed in heartbeatmissions.com and it took them to an international missions from Baptist churches. That's
It is, not mine. When they pull it up, they will see my website saying, you know, the different mission trips that we've gone on. And it's not missions, plural. It's mission, heartbeatmission.org.
.org. Got it. Okay, and it's not plural. It's Heartbeat Mission.
Correct.
Okay, very good. I'm going to pull that up. And actually, what I'm going to do, folks, is I'm going to create a copy of this link. And if you want to just text me, Doc Sherry, D-O-C Sherry, S-H-E-R-R-Y, I'll have the copy of this link in my phone in a folder, like we always do, and I'll send it to you, Doc Sherry, and I'll send you the link. Bottom line then, after you get through teaching at the conference, you get lined up, you guys get airborne. When did you say you were going to be arriving, you think, there?
So they are 12 hours ahead, actually 11 and a half hours ahead of us.
Okay.
So travel itself is going to be about 30 hours. So we will get there on ground Thursday, our time here, Thursday. So I fly in. I fly back to Michigan on Sunday morning. I leave Tulsa at 5:10 a.m., and I will be leaving. So I'll get here back in Michigan a little bit before noon. Monday, I'll have time to pack and make certain that everything here is going well. I've got a team on the ground here that is putting the mission stuff together, breaking down the medications. Like I said, $4,700 worth of medications. And Tuesday, we'll pull out to O'Hare, and we'll leave from O'Hare and arrive in Bangkok by Thursday because of the difference in time.
Now, are you flying a commercial, or are you guys able to charter a private jet?
Oh, I wish we were able to charter a private jet. No, we'll be flying commercial. Cafe Air is what we'll be going with.
Okay. Do they give you any hassles over you bringing medical supplies with you?
It depends. We cannot arrange that ahead of time. A lot of times, some of the excess baggage, and of course, we'll have excess baggage. Some of the excess baggage fees sometimes are waived, and sometimes they don't, and we have to pay hundreds of dollars there at the counter. So that's always a matter of prayers to say, you know what, this is disaster. We're not doing it because we're going on vacation. So please, you know, waive those fees. Sometimes they do, Trekker, and sometimes they do not.
Okay, very good. Well, bottom line, folks, heartbeatmission.org is the website. Again, text me, Doc Sherry. I'll send you the link to it. Bottom line is, you've got a donate button right there so people can literally donate right online, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay,
guys,
very good.
Guys, it does come to me. It's not anything that, you know, anybody else gets percentages. There's not any, you know, administrative fees. It comes right to the team. And, you know, we want to be Jesus' hands extended. And some of you obviously can't go, but let me be your hands extended.
Absolutely. Well, it's amazing, the devastation. I'm looking at a map right now, And it looks like, even mentioned on your website, 600 square miles. Is that an accurate statement?
No, actually, Randy, actually, it's not. It's 800 square miles that this thing has reached. The worst earthquake this century. 800 square miles.
Wow, that is huge. I'm looking at some of the pictures, man. You're right. Those buildings were just totally pancaked. And people were in these buildings, Sherry, when they collapsed?
Yes, it was midday. It was during our night on Thursday night. It was midday for them. And yes, building. It was like 9/11 all over again, but massively even more.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Now, I can't even fathom with the people trapped inside those buildings. Obviously, they're gone. But like you mentioned, that smell. I guess it's pretty overwhelming when you walk into those kind of situations.
You know, Trucker, one of the things that I always have my team do is make certain that they get some of the essential oils and literally put it in our nostrils, spearmint and mint and stuff like that. One of the only times, and I've been in 35, this will be this 36th country I've been on, one of the only times that I ever had a real issue was when I was in Haiti, because there was one day that the people were chasing the food truck, and I just looked down the road, there was just massive devastation, and then suddenly I caught the wind smell of urine and feces, and then suddenly death. And then it was almost overwhelming to me. And kind of as I got back to the team, because I was at one of the meetings, when I got back to the team, I just needed to take 5 minutes and pray and get my head around it and thinking, dear God, humanity can be so depraved. Help us be the Lord's hands. But the smell of death, if you've never smelled it, the smell of death is overwhelming and sickening at times. So we try to do that. Sometimes we take the cotton balls and shove it up our nose. There's all sorts of tricks that you can do to mitigate some of that smell. But you know, you've got to deal with it. And there is no getting rid of that smell. It's not, gee, the smell is right here in this square foot area. The smell is permeating the air.
Mm. What does the smell of death actually smell like, if you could even describe it?
The most rancid food, rotten food that you can smell. Then throw some boiled eggs in there. Then throw some broccoli smell in there. And then throw a smell of urine and feces in there. Mix it all up together, and that's about what it smells. It is just rancid. It is a deep, it's a smell you'll never forget. It is a deep, rancid smell. Like something rotten.
Right. Unbelievable. Well, it is. The body's rotting. So
yes, it is.
Wow. Amazing. Well, we appreciate you coming on, and safe travels. We'll pray for you. And again, just text me Doc Sherry, and I'll send you the link to her website, Heartbeat Mission, not plural, heartbeatmission.org, O-R-G. And I'll send you the link. You can donate $5, $10, $20, whatever you guys can afford. This trip's going to cost them $25,000 out of pocket. And it's all donations, and hopefully we can raise some money for you, Sherry. We'll send you the link if you want to send this podcast out to everybody. Put it in your email list and send it to folks. Get the word out. We greatly appreciate sharing the word with you. And one thing I did want to mention, I got a text message. They said, I think this was one of your captains, your county chairs, actually, for your campaign, said, let me know when you're ready to go, girl. We're ready to get signatures again. So
love you, love you, love you. You know, really, some of the thing that was so humbling. I had so much support, and I love so many people out there. So hugs and kisses to you. And just to be clear, too, that they realize that $25,000 is for the entire team, and there's eight of us going. So when you break it down, it's just over $3,000 for each one of us to go spend 11 days in Myanmar to help with the disaster. So, Trucker, my love to Vicky. Love you guys. Appreciate being on this morning.
All right. Have safe travels. We'll be praying for you.
Thanks much.
Bottom of the hour news break. Short break. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source. Brought to you this hour by the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. On the job every day, fighting.